Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Roberto Salazar, the administrator of the Food and Nutrition Service. And joining us in our conversation is Mike Wasson.
Roberto, how do you think the image of FNS will change in the next 5 to 10 years?
Well, hopefully we will become more and more recognized as that industry leader, as I described earlier, the industry leader in the business of nutrition assistance, the go-to federal agency for addressing nutritional needs in this country, the go-to federal agency for ensuring that all Americans achieve a healthy and nutritious diet, particularly Americans most in need in this country. We recognize a couple of facts, one being regrettably that hunger will never ultimately go away in totality. There will always be some regrettably unfortunate level of hunger in America that we must be mindful of and work diligently to address each and every day. That will call a demand on the existence of the Food and Nutrition Service programs, our core mission to address hunger ultimately. Likewise, the need for healthful nutrition, for healthy diets, and for healthy living in America will also not go away. That will be an ongoing, constant challenge. We didn't become an obese, overweight, unhealthy nation overnight, and it's not going to be resolved overnight. It's going to take time to change habits, to change cultures, and to change the American way of life with respect to nutrition and diet. We want to be at the forefront of that fight. We want to be an industry leader in shaping the response and ultimately the proactive approach to a healthy, nutritious diet here in America.
What are some of the lessons learned on working towards the goals of nutritious and healthful diet for all of Americans?
Well, clearly that it does take time. It takes a significant amount of investment, but more than anything, it takes individual responsibility. And it is the challenge as well as the opportunity to engage each and every American to recognize this issue, not only from a public impact perspective in terms of the people around us, our families, our children, our coworkers, our colleagues, our neighbors, our friends, but personally what it means to each and every one of us in terms of our own life and well-being, our own future, our own health, that we take mind of that, that we take concrete action steps to make changes in our lives. It's not about jumping on the latest and greatest diet craze. It's not about rushing out to the bookstore and buying that new exciting book that's going to turn your life around by changing your diet. It's about taking real steps, concrete steps, sustainable steps in what you do, what you eat, what you do in terms of physical activity each and every day. Small steps, but concrete steps. Changing your habits, learning the importance of finding good balance in your life, understanding that you have to be mindful of what you eat, how much you eat, when you eat, why you eat, and what you do in terms of expending your energy to find a healthy balance. Again, diet is not a bad word. It's not about losing weight. It's about a healthy weight. Determine what healthy is for you and achieve it.
As you've described in our conversation together, sort of FNS, I've sort of come away with two perspectives. One is the sense of managing the programs that you've been charged with doing, but also the need and one of the goals to provide information to people about their lifestyle. How do you think about the organization and maybe those two contexts?
Well, clearly we recognize what business we're in, and we're constantly looking to improve upon and develop our team from both a personal and professional standpoint, but we also recognize that we have to really develop a belief in what we do by practicing what we do. We've even launched a healthy employee wellness program in our own organization to ensure that our employees are partaking of some of the things that we're suggesting in terms of changing our own lives. Not a dramatic shift, change or any amount of pressure being applied, but rather facilitating, creating a healthier environment in our workplace that encourages employees to be healthy, to live healthier lives, because it's not easy. It really isn't, and we recognize that. But it's about taking those steps and creating those healthy environments, constantly developing our team to be at the top of their game.
One thing you mentioned earlier, and I meant to ask you then, but I want to loop back before we go, is children and obesity. You talked about the fact that there were more obese children. I'm curious sort of, you know, how you see that playing out.
Well, I think we have an opportunity to stem that tide, but we have to, again, be aggressive about it. We have to recognize the influencers, what's changed over time, over the last 20 to 30 years in terms of childhood behavior, dietary behavior, and physical activity behaviors. Clearly, there is a change in eating patterns and eating behaviors that have occurred. We are currently a breed of fast food generations, quick serve industry, as it's called in more common terms. But we've changed our eating behaviors. We no longer gather around the table at family time, at dinner time, and recognize the value of healthy nutrition as family time because of the many demands placed in our lives. That doesn't mean that we have to sacrifice the quality of our health for that. We simply need to recognize those changes and adapt and ensure that we're living and eating healthier and making sure our children are. Physical activity has been a dramatic change that we need to regain control of and re-encourage. As commenting during the break, physical activity when some of us were growing up was a commonplace thing in our school. Physical education was a requirement for many of us. You may be surprised to learn that there is only one state in the nation that still requires physical education. Venture to guess what that is, gentlemen?
No.
The great state of Illinois is the only state in the nation that requires physical education as a matter of activity in the school system. Other than that, it's a voluntary function for schools. I'm not suggesting that we have to become militant about this, but we have to become responsible. And it takes each of us.
Roberto, it's clear from our conversation today and as well as your description of your career, you've had a long history as a public servant. What advice would you give to someone interested in a career in public service?
Determine your passion. Decide what you are passionate about. I have no doubt that whatever it is, there is a government agency that is equally passionate about that same thing. You will find an opportunity to express your passion in a way that is self-fulfilling, that ensures the needs of the public interest are being met, and all the while an opportunity for your personal and professional growth. It's a great experience, have no doubt. Government agencies are indeed becoming more and more competitive in the employment and market arena. We at the Food and Nutrition Service welcome interest. We're a small organization, but we're a dynamic and very talented organization. If you think you have what it takes to be a part of our team, if you share our passion, get in touch with us. We'd love to talk to you. We always welcome that passion, and we want to keep it alive and burning at our organization.
Well, Roberto, I'm afraid we're out of time. That'll have to be our last question. Mike and I want to thank you for joining us this morning and fitting us into your very busy schedule.
Thank you very much. I certainly appreciate it. I want to encourage our listeners, if you'd like to learn more about what we do at the Food and Nutrition Service, simply visit us at www.usda.gov. That's www.usda.gov. If you'd like to learn more about the Federal Food Stamp Program or know of individuals who might be interested in finding out if they're eligible, give us a call toll-free at 1-800-221-5689. That's 1-800-221-5689. Operators are standing by. We're eagerly awaiting your calls.
Thank you, Roberto. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Roberto Salazar, the administrator of the Food and Nutrition Service. Be sure and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and research, and you get a transcript of today's very interesting conversation. Once again, that's businessofgovernment.org. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Paul Lawrence. Thank you for listening.